This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and our first guest is a former Olympic gold medalist. I shouldn't even say former. When you win a gold medal, you're an Olympic gold medalist. He is Earl Young, and Earl Young has had a battle. He's had a journey that must be told. It's fighting leukemia and spreading the word about prevention. Earl, thank you for being with us this morning. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Chris. We just had our annual fundraiser, and it was a wonderful morning. So I'm riding high right now.
Well, tell us about that fundraiser right quick, because people like to hear all the different stories. I know it was a success, and you're just coming right out of the meeting and the whole gala. So tell us about it.
Well, we had about 300 people that follow our work, and we gave out what we call the Nikki Award to a mother and father who lost a son to leukemia this past year. And we give out the Nikki every year. It's in honor of Nikki Solomon, who is actually, she lives here in Dallas, and Nikki had her transplant 30 years ago.
Wow. So tell us about your journey. Again, you won the Olympic gold medal back in the day. And then I think at the age of 71, you found out you had a new battle to fight.
That's true, Chris. The medal, the gold medal, was in Rome in 1960.
Oh, wait a minute. Stop right there. That's a legendary Olympic class.
It was quite a game, no question about
Muhammad
it.
Muhammad Ali was there, right?
That's right.
Althea Gibson, the tennis star?
Correct.
I mean, what was your event?
Okay, I ran the 400. I actually got sixth in the 400, but we won the 4x400 relay.
There you go.
And set a new world record.
That is absolutely amazing. By the way, I love track. My son actually is a track athlete at TCU right now. He runs the 800 meter. So, you know, 400
wow.
and 800, you guys got to be dogs out there.
Two laps, huh?
Woo!
I respect that.
Yeah. So when you went to the Olympics, let's start right there. You get a chance to go to the Olympics. I know that was a lifetime experience. Can you talk about the excitement of being selected? You were able to compete and won your spot on the roster.
Yeah. You're not selected. You have to beat a bunch of boys
to
get there.
That's right.
And I was a 19-year-old at Abilene Christian.
Mm-hmm. Right outside of Fort Worth.
Yeah. And ended up being the youngest gold medalist in track and field that year.
Wow. So you won the gold medal 4x400 relay, and
right.
How can you talk about how your life changed as a 19-year-old from that point on?
Well, you know, it's been a life of life changes, actually. But you're right. You come back and you're no longer Earl Young. You are Earl Young, the Olympic gold medalist,
mm-hmm.
and you learn to live with that. That's those kind of honors in our life, you do learn lessons from them.
Sure.
So, matter of fact, I remember a man taking me aside one day and saying, Earl, he said, every time people compliment you on that gold medal, you kind of do a aw shucks, thank you type. He said, didn't you work hard for that? And I said, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
He said, then why don't you just give him a firm handshake, look him in the eye and say, thank you, I worked hard for that.
Mm-hmm.
Never forgot that lesson. That was a great lesson.
Yeah, I love that. It's a nice, succinct answer, and it's basically the truth right there. So I'm sure you still have that gold medal somewhere.
Got it right here in my pocket today.
Look out. See, that's another thing. You got such a prestigious honor, and sometimes, you know, people go through hard times, and they might loan it out to somebody, or they forget where they put it. It's up in an attic somewhere. And so, obviously, that thing is a precious accomplishment and a precious award for what you were able to accomplish.
Well, Chris, I've been able to tie it in with the foundation now. Mm-hmm. that I have. We call it Earl Young's Team. And yeah, pulling the two together, that's absolutely the two most defining times of my life, winning a gold medal and then being told I had acute myeloid leukemia and had 3 months to live.
Okay, so let's go there. You're 71 years old. They diagnose you with this rare form of leukemia, and they tell you you only have 3 months. What was your initial reaction? And then let's talk about your fight.
Well, the doctor said, I remember well, he said, Mr. Young, you have acute myeloid leukemia with an FLT3 mutation, and that's the worst you can get. And my comment was, how long do I have? He said, maybe 3 months.
Wow.
He said, unless we can find a bone marrow match for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea what he was talking about, Chris. That was all new to me, brand
mm-hmm.
new.
Yeah.
And he said, now, that means we find another person in the world that is your genetic twin. And we, in fact, take their stem cells and put their stem cells into you. Well, let's get on with that.
Yeah, because in your mind, you got 3 months to find this person.
That's right. So I checked into Medical City Hospital that night, started mm-hmm. chemo. I was there 4 months doing rounds of chemo. And my match ended up being a lady named Christine Wag out of Offenburg, Germany. And Chris, she was the only one out of 22 million that were on file.
Wow.
That matched my need.
Wow.
So on January 21st, 2012, in Offenburg, Germany, she went to her hospital. They took stem cells from her, which is kind of like doing a blood transfusion.
Mm-hmm.
And brought them across the ocean to me, and the next morning plugged them into me. And now, if you check my blood type, I am no longer B male. I am O female.
Wow!
So she's running my body.
That is an amazing thing. So what? How old are you right now?
I am 85.
Look out! And at the age of 71.
She gave me 14 years.
That is absolutely amazing. So I want to know how you were feeling when you found out you had a match. I know you're optimistic, but I want to know your condition. Were you able to get out and about a little bit, or were you just bedridden? And then how quickly were you back to being yourself again?
After the transplant, it took the better part of a year to mm-hmm. get back and going. And then the question was, what are you going to do with the rest of your life now? You can't be
right.
doing the same things that you were doing. And my business demanded a lot of travel back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began thinking about the idea of setting up a foundation and increasing awareness and registering people to do the same thing for patients that Christine did for me. So we started 10 years ago, Earl Young's Team, and it's grown every year. This will be our biggest year.
That's amazing.
We have registered close to 37,000 people, and out of that, over 170 have found a match.
That is absolutely amazing and inspirational, of course. We're talking with Earl Young. He's not only a gold medal winner, he is a leukemia survivor. And like I said, I love your journey and the fact that you're sharing your story. And you started your foundation because you wanted more people to have that opportunity and not to quit, right?
That sums it up, yeah.
So when you were, I'm going to go back to when you were a kid, when you started to run track. Were you always competitive like that and say, I got to win, I'm going to try, I don't give up too easily?
Hey, Chris, true story. The day I was born, my dad told the doctor, there's my quarter mile. And my dad had run in high school. He didn't have the good fortune to go to college like I did. We're the same body type. He would have been a very successful runner.
Mm-hmm.
But I was gifted with speed, and it was fun to race. Played all sports, but track was the one that I stood out in high school. So Oliver Jackson, the track coach at Abilene Christian at the time, who had coached the great Bobby Morrow.
Look out.
Who won 3 gold medals in Melbourne in 1956, was an Abilene Christian guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in class one day getting ready to graduate back in 1958, and I get a message that my dad wants me to call him. So I go down to the registrar's office and call Dad, and Dad said, son, he said, Bobby Morrow and Oliver Jackson are here in my office and want to take us to lunch. Can you get out of school? Can you imagine a 3 gold medalist wanting to go to lunch with me?
Right. You couldn't wait. I know you just could not wait.
I hopped in my 55 Chevy and scooted up there as quick as I could. And sure enough, there was Bobby Morrow. And I didn't know who Oliver Jackson was, but he ended up being what my dad called my other dad, and he did. He's a wonderful man, wonderful coach. We traveled around the U.S. running and to Europe. We ran, he was one of the coaches in Moscow in 61. We ran against the Russians.
Wow, and, that's right, yeah.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Earl, you've been living a fascinating life, and again, it's full of all kinds of twists and turns, and it is a real journey. So tell us, what was it like just before you found out that you had leukemia in that rare form? In other words, were you feeling kind of sick or were you feeling like normal? You just did a regular checkup. Tell us how you were feeling back when you were 71 when you got this word.
I was with a group of doctors. We were putting a public company together, actually, and we were in South Korea where they could practice the particular operation with different legal laws, not as much exposure over there. And that's where I began to feel bad. And coming home, I said to my partner, I said, I got this sniffling cough I just can't seem to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken said, that's all this flying, it got you. And so the next day I was feeling a little down. So I went to my GP and had him take a look at my blood, and sure enough, he said, Earl, he said, I just called across the street. He said, I want you to take this file, an oncologist will meet you at the front door. And that's how it started. I handed that file to the oncologist, and he said, Mr. Young, this is not good. We need to do a bone marrow biopsy. And of course, they put a needle in your hip, take some fluid out. And that's when he came with a story I mentioned a while ago. He said, Mr. Young, you have acute myeloid leukemia.
And the next thing you know, the next
step. And that started it.
Yeah, that started it. So while you were trying to find the match, what was going through your mind? Like you said, I know you weren't going to quit, but is that when you're thinking, okay, see if I can make a difference, maybe start the foundation, or were you thinking strictly, I've got to get healthy?
Chris, I've got to get healthy would be my choice of your comments. And, I guess it goes back to what you said about positive attitude and optimism. Mm-hmm. I never really thought I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the facts of how tough it was to find a match. I just assumed they would find a match.
Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time.
But after it happening and me finding out the facts of it, it's pretty providential, isn't it? It's a blessing. I'm here, and I believe, I'll share with you my belief, I believe I'm doing what God wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I sure want to do it for him and for the people we can help. And it's really the best time of my life, Chris. It's such a joy to be helping folks and spreading the word. And I've just written a book that's hit the, it's out right now on Amazon. And that mm-hmm. book has stories that I've wrote that are later hope are entertaining from my life. But also we've got stories in there of folks that have had transplants. And again, this is awareness. Remember what I told you, only 5% in this country of people that are between the age of 18 and 55 that could sign up are signed up, only 5%.
Wow.
They just... 4 out of 10 people don't find a match. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I love the book title. It's called Golden Grace, The Higher Purpose of an Olympic Champion. And again, it's the mission that you're on to help save lives. You call it your final race because, again, your journey has been so rewarding. In fact, one of my favorite quotes ever is, the journey is the reward. And your life is full. Yeah, that I live by that. The journey is the reward because there's twists and turns in everybody's life. And,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Like I said, you've got great stories in the book. I failed to mention right off the bat that, you know, you win the gold medal, 19 years old, put you on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And then let's talk a little bit about how you mentioned, like, you're traveling around the world doing things. Some of the things you were doing was oil and gas. This is Texas. So oil, gas, precious metal, that fits right down here in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about you going, some of the places you went along the way.
Well, I had a good run in Africa. I spent some time in the DRC.
Mm-hmm. That's in Congo, right?
Yeah. It was a hot spot at the time.
I was about to say. Dangerous and, back in the 70s and 60s.
Met with President Kabila and talked to him about their diamond reserves over there.
Mm-hmm.
We were competing too high. De Beers was competing against us too. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the biggest diamond mine.
Yeah. Yeah. So it business has taken me abroad, and that along with track and field took me abroad and gave me good travel. I was also in the Pan Am Games in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's so funny you mentioned that, because I was actually in Sao Paulo with my family back in July. That's a
really?
Beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful country. We were down there.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous country.
In Rio and Sao Paulo. And for those who kind of keep up in the world of sports, the NFL is going to have some regular season games in Rio next year, beginning next year. And then they've had games in Sao Paulo the last two or three years.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Got really nice stadiums. Well, you know, the Olympics were down there. So they had those stadiums built and all that. But yeah, Brazil is a beautiful country.
Well, they build great soccer stadiums. I know that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Didn't take much to convert over.
So you were in Brazil. Where else did you go? You been Africa, Brazil?
And running, of course, most of the European countries.
Right.
And Scandinavian countries.
Look at
gave me a lot of, and you learn a lot doing that, especially as a young person.
Sure. I find amazing about your journey, your story, is you're a kid from Texas, and you probably weren't even thinking beyond the state of Texas. And you wind up being a globetrotter.
It turned out that way. It was rewarding. It was rewarding.
So how did you get involved with the Paralympic Alumni Association?
Paralympic?
Yes. Yeah, it's a relief fund for the Olympians.
Oh, you're talking about Olympians. Yes.
Yeah.
That was actually started. Dorothy Langkop, a great ice skater, lived here in Dallas. And Dorothy got the idea. She was a real goer, and she wanted to set up a national organization for Olympians. We didn't have that until a few decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she and I and a few other Olympians got together and formed it, went up to Colorado Springs, met with the folks up there, and began the Olympic Alumni Organization. And then from that, we developed Olympians for Olympians Relief Fund, which I chaired, and to help Olympians who fall on rough times. And that organization is still going strong, but it started here in Dallas, Texas.
Excellent. So with all the different things you've done, like I said, in the business world, in the athletic world, what were your thoughts when you were standing on the podium with the gold medal and your teammates? I know that was just not even real. You're like, this is Chris, too unbelievable.
Chris, that was hard to believe that it was being accomplished. But, you know, 19-year-old boy, I have a picture of my mom and dad and just outside the stadium after the race, after that, with them. Mm-hmm. And such a great picture.
Yeah. It's something you cannot take away from you. It's like memories in your brain. You just cannot replace those things. Because like I said, life is a journey. And like where you are right now, especially changing lives and letting people be aware that you make yourself available for, being a stem cell donor or recipient and being able to do the transplants and to match things up. In your book, you have some stories at the end, including Dallas has got a famous restaurateur. His name is Dean Fearing. And he and his
wife. You betcha.
Yeah.
Good friend. Yeah. Great guy.
And they got a college-age son, Campbell.
Yes.
And can you tell us about Campbell's story, about his needing 7 potential bloodstem donors to cure his leukemia?
I'll tell you what. Let me do this. Mm-hmm. I have my managing director here with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells that story with more efficiency than I. Let me introduce you to Amy.
Oh, perfect.
And let her tell you that story, okay?
Sure, Amy. Come on up to the microphone. Let's hear the story, because again, at the end of the book, these individual stories, the stepping up stories, that's what he calls them, and including Dean Fearing's son Campbell and Dean and Lene, and Campbell's only like 22 years old, and 7 stem cell donors were found to help cure his cancer, his leukemia. Amy?
Right. Yes. So each one of us has an unrelated genetic twin, and that's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
For each patient who's in need of a matching donor. These are patients who don't have a donor in their family. So patients have a 30% chance of finding a matching donor in their family. So the other patients have to rely on a total stranger. And each one of us has that unrelated genetic twin. So it's mm-hmm. just a matter of finding those people. It's a numbers game. So the more people we sign up as potential donors, the more patients we will be able to match.
Right.
And those patients will then in turn have a second chance at life.
So what happened with Campbell in particular? Can you tell us?
Yeah, so Campbell was a college student, kind of going about his business. He was experiencing some issues in his mouth and was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia and needed an unrelated donor. His brother was not a matching donor, and a donor had signed up to be a part of the registry and went ahead and donated stem cells, which is a process similar to donating plasma or platelets, and provided Campbell with a second chance at life. And Campbell has since graduated from college and is in the working world and is doing his thing.
That is amazing. And that's what the book has, amazing stories, because sometimes people need to know, things are tricky out there. Things can be tough, and sometimes, it doesn't go well. But there are a lot of opportunities where, like, wow, if only I'd know that, I might have tried harder. Wow, I didn't know I could make that much of a difference by doing these one or two things. That's what I love about this story and Earl's journey in particular. Is there another story you'd like to share?
So there are over 170 amazing stories. So we registered over 36,000 potential donors, and each day there are patients in the U.S. and across the globe looking for matching donors. And because of our work, 170 people have had second chances at life. So,
hold on. Did you say 170?
170.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And part of it, you just have to get the word out, right, and let people know there are opportunities to save lives.
Exactly. So people who are in good health and between the ages of 18 and 55 can order a free at-home swab kit by going to our website, earlyoungsteam.org, and that will take you to our registration partner to order a free at-home swab kit. And you never know.
Exactly.
Maybe you could be someone's one to give a second chance at life.
Absolutely amazing. And what's Earl's foundation again?
Earl Young's team.
Mm-hmm.
And our website is earlyoungsteam.org.
And the book is Gold and Grace, The Higher Purpose of an Olympic Champion. Is there anything else, Amy, you think anybody needs to hear? Anybody that wants to actually be a volunteer with the organization, or maybe partner with the organization, or what's coming up next with Earl, because you guys just came out of a great, great event just earlier this morning.
Right. We'd love to hear from people that would like to work with us to hold an event,
mm-hmm.
If they are at a church, at a school, organizations, anywhere you can find people 18 to 55, and all they have to do is you take three swabs, swab their cheek, mm-hmm. put that in an envelope with a short registration form, and we file it with DKMS, and they're on record, and one day it may be that they get a call to save a life.
Exactly.
It could be an old 71-year-old guy like me, or it could be a 5-year-old child that hasn't experienced all the great joys you and I have. But it's a way to give, and no one should ever think, oh, the chance of that happening. Don't think about it that way.
That's right.
Think about that's going to happen to me. I'm going to get to do that.
That's right.
Hey, by the way, I'd like to think that book is a good Christmas present. So
yes, especially in the holiday time of the year, and you know, it's about giving back and things like that. It's perfect. Yeah, I love that idea.
Could learn more about this by having that book and learn more about my life, which has been a lot of fun.
Well, Earl, I enjoyed you being on the show, and I think a lot of people as well. Thanks again for being with us, and I'm going to have to catch up with you again, maybe in the spring.
Hey, anytime, buddy. I love it.
All right. The great Earl Young. Our next guest is a very dear friend, and she is a go-getter. Her name is Cheryl Jackson. She's the CEO of Minnie's Food Pantry here in North Texas. They've been providing meals for those with hunger insecurities for years. Government SNAP food benefits are in the news right now. There's possible changes that we all need to be aware of going into the month of November. And Cheryl, I know your phone has been ringing off the wall. I can't say enough. We really appreciate your time spending with us with all of the stuff going on right now. For those who don't know about SNAP benefits, that's the government giving money to all the different programs that provide food, like Minnie's Pantry, North Texas Food Banks, those entities, correct?
That is correct.
So what is the latest that you've heard? And again, this show is going to air on Sunday. We don't know exactly what's happening this weekend until it does happen. But I know you've been preparing just like all the other agencies and pantries and places where people take care of their kids and their families with food insecurities. In other words, those who cannot afford food.
Correct. You know, Chris, I'm sorry. I've just been today alone. I invited families that we serve into Minnie's Food Pantry to hear their stories. You know, all month long, to your point, my phone has been ringing from the people who are wanting stories to the people who are just giving out stats of what could happen if 42 million people in the United States don't receive their SNAP benefit at the first of the month. And now it's getting close and there's a sense of urgency. At first, it was just a question, right? Mm-hmm. Now, as I look into the eyes, even today, of the people that I invited to Minnie's Food Pantry, kind of like a town hall meeting, if you will, at Minnie's. Mm-hmm. And I saw a young lady named Amber who has 5 kids, 2 of them are on disability, and she's crying. And her blood pressure, she said, was at 180 over 120. Oh, and she said, they're telling me I'm about to have a stroke. And she said, if I don't get food stamps, she said, I work my first job. I come home, I pick up my teenagers, put them in the car, and then I do Uber. She said, I try to make ends meet. And without the money for SNAP, she said, I won't be able to feed myself or my children. And she said, I'm okay with me not eating, but it's my children. And I said, well, how much are you getting? You have 5 kids. She's $380 a month.
Oh, wow.
But that $380 a month is the difference between her eating and her children and her family eating. There was one lady that struck me, Chris. She said, I said, well, what do you receive? Because she looked to be about 55 years old. And she is crying almost as more than anybody in the room. And I said, well, what is your story? Chris, she told me, she said, I said, do you receive SNAP benefits? She said, yes. I said, then what are the tears about? I said, well, how much do you receive? Chris, she said, I receive $24 a month. And I paused.
Yeah, I'm thinking that now. $24.
I said, $24. She said, but you don't know. That's the difference between 1, 2, or 3 meals for us. We can get beans and rice and eat that all week long. Mm. She said, or not. She said, I borrowed money all throughout the year from my friends and family. They're tired of me borrowing money. I work. I have a disabled son. And the story is just the senior citizen that says, I only get $100 a month. I make $6,000 a year from Social Security. But now I'll have to use my Social Security money to get food. I have lupus, so I can't get my medication. And it was story after story after story. The one common thread that was in that room was that we all cared about each other. Mm-hmm. And the one common thread is that we're going to hold on to hope and faith that this too will pass. And, you know, as the founder of Minnie's, telling people this too will pass is more easier said than done. Because mm-hmm. when I walk over into my facility, and, you know, we're one of the largest food pantries in North Texas, and I see the hundreds and hundreds of empty crates. And to put it in perspective, every empty crate holds 32 canned goods. And so when I see hundreds and hundreds of empty crates and I'm talking to my executive team, that's when they're saying to me, we're giving out. There are more people signing up. We had 100 plus more people sign up last mm-hmm. week. Now, if we get another 100 this week and another 200, all of that combined is another 1,000 people for the month. That's going to be added on to the 10,000 people we served last month. And that is what's concerning me. People are talking about people won't have a Thanksgiving meal. But in that room that I sat in this morning, Chris, mm-hmm. they said, we're not even thinking about Thanksgiving. We're thinking about November 1st.
Mm-hmm. You know, Cheryl, this is such a, it's really a crisis. Because when you say 42 million Americans, it's not people in urban areas. It's people in rural areas, urban areas. It's seniors. It's kids. It's, you could go down the list. It affects so many people. And put it like this, it may not affect your personal individual family, but I bet it affects somebody in your family that yes. may not be in the same city or the same county as you.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, that's why I'm glad you're saying all of that, because when I talk to the government employees who say to me, Dr. Jackson, they're requiring me to come to work, and they're crying. Mm-hmm. They said, okay, so I'm going to work for free. Back in the days, they said, didn't we call that slavery? Whether you're white, black, or whatever, you're working for free. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, you could say that. And they said, but then I'm working for free, but I have no money to put gas in my car. And they're requiring me to come to work. And then I have children. Some are in daycare. I have no money to pay for the daycare for my kids to go to. The daycare center is not going to let me drop them off for mm-hmm. free. And so there is a trickle effect to all of this. And in the past, Chris, usually it's one big thing that we're faced as a nation. You know, COVID came. Dr. Mm-hmm. Jackson, you got to open up Minnie's Food Pantry 7 days a week. And we did that for almost a year and a half, 7 days a week. But that was one thing. But when these issues and crises start colliding with each other, you know, that's mm-hmm. a new set of problems that we at Minnie's Food Pantry and other food pantries around the world have never experienced. And when people lose their SNAP benefits, it's not just about numbers on the screen. It's not politics. It's a child whose lunchbox is lighter. It's a senior citizen that's deciding between medicine and groceries. It's a family member that's wondering, or a family that wonders, where's my next meal come from? And so as a founder of Minnie's Food Pantry, I feel the urgency and I feel the responsibility and I feel the hope that just says, you know what, we'll step in as long as we can. Mm-hmm. But when I walk over into Minnie's Food Pantry where our food resides and see all of these empty shelves, I'm feeling the pressure just like they are, because on my back is not just one family. It's thousands of families, yes. Chris.
Yes.
And it used to be me.
Right. You say it used to be you. Tell everybody about you.
Oh my God. Years ago, I applied for food stamps and we got declined because we made $8 too much.
$8.
And I remember $8. We were working four jobs. My husband and I were working normal jobs. And then we were throwing the newspaper, the Dallas Morning News. Mm-hmm. And then we were also, he was working for Domino's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would come home and he would just bring the pepperoni and meats that go on the pizza to us to eat. We would just stand at the door and wait on him. Mm-hmm. And I got tired of that. So I said, let me apply for food stamps. At least I'll get a meal. And when they declined me, they handed me this bag. And I was like, well, at least it's one meal for the day. And I got home and I opened it up. Everything was expired. The only thing that wasn't expired is just beets. And I still have not cooked beets to this day. And I just cried. And so when I hear what's happening and these people not receiving SNAP, it mm-hmm. makes me cry. It makes me remember where I came from. And I told God, never let me forget. And that is why my voice gets louder. And that is why I will do every interview that I can so people can see it's a face like mine that was a face of hunger. And mm-hmm. it could be the person sitting in the cubicle next yep. to you that don't want you to know that although I am working, mm-hmm. I still receive SNAP benefits. Yes, there may be people that are abusing the system. There's people everywhere that abuse all kinds of systems, but I'm not talking about those people. I do this for a living, feed the hungry. And as I'm doing it, I get to put a face right. with what I'm doing. And right. it's a whole different group of people. They are grateful. They are people, you know, Chris, I posted something on my social media and someone came back and go, oh, I'm so glad that the Democrats made this happen. And I came back and I said, and they said, and plus you give them a meal this time and then what? Right. Mm-hmm. And they need to have some systems. Well, let me tell you about a place called Minnie's. We don't just feed them. And these families that we do feed and offer food to, we have an empowerment learning center here. Mm-hmm. And these families come and they take classes, workforce solution classes. They take classes on how do you balance your checkbook? How do you prepare mm-hmm. to buy a house? How do you build your credit? So these people that you and others may be judging are people that are saying, I don't want to be where I'm at.
Right.
And thank you, Minnie's, for teaching me more. They right. want more. They are hungry for more. Mm-hmm. And so these don't judge and say they should do better. They're trying to do better. It's the corporate people that say we're only going to give you a 50 cents raise. So you'll always come to Minnie's because 50 cents does nothing for right. your household if that's what they're getting as a raise. And they're just happy to just have a job.
See, you struck a nerve right there. Let me jump in because you struck a nerve, which is really important for a lot of people who can relate who are under the age of 35 in America yeah. today. In this mm-hmm. day and age, it's a gig economy. There's a lot of people who have several jobs for whatever the reason. And you touched on the fact that the minimum wage just doesn't make things add up.
It does
then
not.
Then you throw in the fact that, okay, you cannot just assume who are the people using the food stamps. There are people all through the suburbs who are on food mm-hmm. stamps. There, we found this out during the pandemic when, you know, you had the lines of cars and you were telling me the stories about how there were people who were embarrassed about their situation, but that's just the way it was. And they needed this help just so that they could eat and get out of the situation. No matter what their background was, they just needed this part right here to help them get out of the situation. They weren't going to yes. take advantage of the situation. They just needed a bridge. And yes. then I'm looking at the fact that you're talking about like government workers who are what they call it, they're furloughed, right? Mm. And so that means, well, we're going to hire you back or your job's just frozen right now. You're going to get paid when the government opens up again. Or you hope you're one of the people that they keep on when the government opens. And then it goes to the military, too. There are military families who have yeah. to go through SNAP as well, let alone, you know, the different churches and the schools as they say, OK, here's a pantry here. Here's a pantry there. And it's just not one part of town. It can be anywhere in a county. And it's not north, south, east or west. It's everywhere across the country.
Yes, Chris. I mean, I need you at here, Minnie, so you can tell everybody exactly what you just, it's everything.
It's heartbreaking.
And it is heartbreaking.
Because it's only happening because people just really don't understand all of the people who are being affected. And it's not just the handout. It's like a bridge for the majority of people. It's just a bridge.
That's all it is. You know, and especially during COVID. That was, I think, the most eye-opening. I can never forget the man that pulled up in the Tesla, and he said, "And we were giving away food, and we were giving away one backpack per family." Mm-hmm. And that man said to me, he said, he was crying. He said, "Please give me a second backpack. My daughter's at home." And people, we teach people, we say to them when they come to Minnie's, do not judge. You don't know their story. Right. But he's in a Tesla. Mm-hmm. And I said, and do you believe that a person that can afford a Tesla or driving a Tesla, can you believe that they're the ones that will want to come to a food pantry line and this man is crying? and people would be quiet.
Yeah.
But he's in a Mercedes. Mm-hmm. Do you believe a person that's in a Mercedes? If you get a chance and say, can you get out and share your stories? You will hear stories that say, well, I tried to trade it in, but I'm so far upside down. Mm-hmm. I can't even trade it in. Or, you know what? I'm literally 2.5 months behind. So they will come pick it up in the third month and I won't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. But what's your story? You know what? They decreased my salary. I had a choice. I could either stop working or take a pay decrease. And mm-hmm. that's what I did just so I could still mm-hmm. work.
And here I am and I need a bridge. I need a bridge just for now. Help me out if you can.
Yeah, that's it. That's 100% how it is and where we are. And so where we are today, it's just a clarion call to anyone that has a heart that cares. Everybody can do something. That's all I can do. People don't choose to stand in food pantry lines. Mm-mm. Circumstances force them there. They do. And so when they get to Minnie's Food Pantry, we've just got to make sure that we're there and we're ready and that we have a meal. And when I look to the other side and my people tell me we don't have one box of cereal on our property, that's a state of alarm for me.
Okay, so let's go back a little bit. Because I know everybody who runs a pantry or who takes care of people with food insecurities, they were knowing that this could happen. How many weeks or how many months did you know that, they're talking like they might want to shut some things down? Or how quick was the word spread that November 1st could be the day unless something happens?
Chris, I heard when you heard. I mean, you know, maybe. Yeah, I mean, you can hear a maybe, but, you know, I don't live on the maybes.
Right.
You know, I'm like, or otherwise, you know, we hear all the government and politics all the time going back and forth. But when you hear, yes, they are going to do it, that's when, you know, and I tell you this other thing, too, when other people begin to hear it in our lines, more new people start coming in. We know that they know. Mm-hmm. Right. And if we don't see a difference in our numbers, we're like, we're OK. Everything's mm-hmm, going to be OK. Mm-hmm. But when we start seeing the difference, when you see that when we open up our line and say, well, you need a Thanksgiving meal. And my COO walks in and goes, OK, first day numbers. And I say, yes, what are they? We had 2,000 families signed up today. And one day.
Wow. Is this kind of like we were talking about the pandemic? Because I'm painting a picture for people who are listening. The pandemic happens. You go to the grocery store and everything's gone, especially toilet paper, things mm-hmm. that you just because people are stocking up. So is that what's mm-hmm. going on in the food pantry mm-hmm. world in North Texas in particular, but all over the country?
I think it may be different this time, but I'm speculating. We never had the collision. We've had the COVID, the pandemic. That's right. One thing. We've never had the collision of a government shutdown, people with no money. And then you have SNAP benefits. So, Chris, the way you're looking at it is that you think people are going to run out and buy food and there's going to be nothing. But I'm looking at it a different way. If the government is shut down and you've got thousands of employees that have no money, how can they go out and buy? Mm-hmm. If SNAP benefits are taken away, how can people go out and get food?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it the shelves should be kind of full because nobody really has the money except for those that may still be working and being okay. But I don't think they're going to go out and buy a whole lot. I think they're probably going to hold on to their money and say, okay, we need to rationalize because what happened to them could possibly happen to us. And that's the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is those government employees didn't know that they would be going on week one. They're like, okay, yeah, this is okay. Week two, now it's been a month and still no end in sight.
Right. So
yeah,
I'm just wondering because we're all speculating here and we're just trying to help people
yeah.
make ends meet or be able to at least eat, right? There's going to be things that people didn't even think about. They call it blowback. It's you just don't think about the ramifications like, oh, I never thought it would affect this, but it affected that too. It just because it's more than people yes. know. Just like I said, listening to this show, there are people yeah. probably initially thinking, oh, that's a big city thing. You know, that's, mm-hmm. you know, people who are homeless or in a big city. No. This is everywhere. This is rural. I know we've had different people on the show working with pantries in rural counties where they go out to where the houses are and there's people starving. Guess what? The farm ain't working that year. Crops went wrong, whatever. They're helping out all kinds of people. So that's why when you say 42 million people, that's all kinds of people, any kind of background.
There you go, Chris.
Chris,
you're hitting it. Listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And you understand. And that's the beautiful part about this, is that if you can get the word out and make people understand what we are faced with as a community and as a nation, I think people's hearts would be more in tune to say, let us help the food pantry. I have a very, very large food pantry. You know that we've served over 31 million meals. For me, as the founder and my executive team, we're going to have to huddle together to say, okay, if we have 10,000 families that we served last month, and then this month we have 11,000 families, are we A, going to decrease the number of food that we put in our boxes to make it go
right
further and serve more people? Or are we B, going to continue as we have been going before, and when it's gone, it's gone.
Oh, that's a tough decision. So
that is a very
that's what's on the table right now for you and your executives.
That is what is on the table for not just me, but it's going to be for pantries all across the United States of America. Mm-hmm. I mean, we feed thousands and thousands of people every month. The smaller pantries, if they have double the number of people coming in, it's really going to impact them. But us, it's going to impact us as much, because we say, and we've said for 17 years, hunger has no zip code. So, Chris, we're in North Texas, but we have people that come 60 miles from Arlington, mm-hmm. from DeSoto, from Dallas. And we tell them, you pass by pantries on your way here. And they say, yes, but we know when we get to Minnie's, we're going to get fruit. We're going to get vegetables. We're going to get meat. We're going to get cereal. We're going to get canned goods, everything we need to make a meal. And most importantly, we're going to get a smile and being treated with dignity, integrity, and respect. That is why we come to Minnie's. Well, while we pride ourselves in that, that makes more people come to us, which makes us have to decide, okay, how are we going to handle this this crisis that we are in?
You know, I keep trying to compare this and let people realize how this is bigger than what you've ever been through before when it comes to, you know, people who are dealing with hunger issues. I remember a couple of years ago, backside of the pandemic, there were supply chain issues. With trucks, 18-wheelers bringing in food. On the coast, different ships bringing in food, couldn't get the food off the ships, and they were having, we don't have this because of supply chain issues. I know Minnie's has different organizations and volunteers that provide food, that give you the food, the canned goods and things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of, tell us how that works.
What happens when they
can't? Yeah.
But what happens when they can't? How it works is me talking to you and saying, Chris, do you have corn, or you're working right now, can you go to your office and ask all your neighbors? One crate on our shelves holds 32 cans of corn. One crate holds 32 cans of green beans, whatever. Can you go to your friends or your neighbors tomorrow and say, everybody bring a can of corn and we're going to drop it off so we can fill a crate at Minnie's? And everybody says, yeah, we can do that. We can do that. Or we say, hey, it costs $25 to buy a turkey for the Thanksgiving meals. Will you donate at least $25? And the people respond. But what happens when the people who respond to you now needs help?
Right. They don't have
it. That's what you need to understand.
Yes.
And that's what you need to
understand. Okay, so we're theoretical right now.
Yeah.
How long do you think it could go like that? I cannot imagine them holding these SNAP benefits for weeks and days on end, months. I cannot even imagine that. I mean, the government shutdown a month, that's pretty radical right there. But I was like, okay, something's going to happen, because they just can't go on forever like that. But when you talk about food and people and kids and the seniors and the whole nine yards, that seems like, if you were just to ballpark it, because this is your field of endeavor, how long do you think we could go like this and not have this major economic 1920s, you know, like the stock market crash, everything just, you know, boom, 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 domino effect? I don't want to scare people, but
it's real.
It's real.
I would say maybe 2 months, 3 months at the most. I think the first 30 days, it's like the government and the furloughed employees are thinking, okay, well, this is going to last a week and then they'll all come together. And now, you know, 30 days are about to set in, and most people around the country don't have more than $2,000 in their savings account. I looked at some stats before. I think it said like 72% of Americans don't have $2,000 in their savings account. So when an emergency hits, that's when they rely on food pantries and government subsidizing whatever the need may be. And where we are now with food, see, the problem here, Chris, is it's food. The problem here, Chris, is it's not just 40,000 or how many thousand government furloughed employees. Now this is hitting our nation. Do you understand? It's not hitting just a set group of people. It's hitting millions of people. And when those two collide, I mean, you just that desperate mom that is sitting there and their child and their baby is crying and they're saying, I don't have anything. You know, what is she going to do? What will she do? Who will help her? And if they don't help her, what will she do to get food? It is almost like, you know, I was in the fourth grade and I was telling this with tears coming down my eyes earlier. I was saying that they made me learn the Gettysburg Address. And there's one line in it that says, now we are engaged in that great civil war, mm-hmm. testing whether that nation or any nation can long endure. That is what I feel like this nation is coming to, a great civil war. Mm-hmm. That is what I feel like this nation is coming to, where they are pulling everything that we have from us, and people are going to be trying their best to survive.
So
that's how I feel.
Yeah, this is tough. And again, that's why we're having the conversation, so that people can be aware and do whatever they can to hopefully, you know, bring pressure upon whoever can help solve this, to solve it as quickly as possible. Let's say there's a truce. Let's say there's a Band-Aid they can put on this thing to
do it.
Yeah, do it. I'm just wondering, like you said, there might be a 2-month period, but by the end of this year, if they haven't solved this or said, okay, it's back on again. And by the way, if they say it's back on again, let's say it lasts for just a couple of days. Let's say it goes for, you know, a week. How hard would it be to resume when they say, okay, we worked this thing all out, government's back open, or SNAP benefits, we decided that's we've got to have that. How much does that throw everything off? Only a week.
It's almost saying you lost a week of money. You lost a week of support.
Right.
And you're trying to bounce back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the people who are furloughed, they are saying, well, perhaps they're going to pay us when we go back to work. So they have some type of hope until they hear what they're saying. They may not get back pay when they come back to work. Mm-hmm. So then how do they get back on their feet?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have an answer to what is faced in front of us.
Right.
My part of we all are part of the piece of the puzzle. And my piece is to make sure that I create a voice loud enough for people to understand that there are millions of people across this country that may not have a meal on November 1st.
Okay.
And here's what you need to understand, mm-hmm. too.
Go ahead.
Is that if you were sitting in this room that I was in today, and there you're hearing them say, I only get $240 in SNAP benefits anyways. So my food for the SNAP benefits really literally runs out on the 16th. While I am saying to you, Chris, on November 1st, people won't get money. There are people that right now that are sitting in their homes that their SNAP benefits didn't even provide enough money for them to eat for the whole month.
Right. For the rest of October.
Now, exactly. Now, November 1st, they really won't have any food to eat. What kind of mindset are those people going to be in?
Right.
We're going to see depression rise. Mm-hmm. We're going to see we're going to talk about mental health. We're really going to have people in a state of a confusion and craziness like we've never seen before.
I can imagine.
You can only imagine. Okay. Only imagine.
Okay, so I don't know if you know the answers to this or not, but some people are also wondering, does SNAP help benefits like school meal programs, like free school breakfast, free lunch, or any of those programs? Do you know?
Yes, they do. They do. And so there are kids that won't be receiving benefits.
That's sometimes this, yes. There are some kids, that's the only time they really get a good meal is at school.
Yes. And so here's the deal. Minnie's Food Pantry, we are in schools because there are schools that don't have food for those kids. And they call us and say, you know what? This is crazy. But if a child's family receives SNAP benefits, then they're automatically eligible for free lunch meals.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to do any paperwork, no applications. So when those benefits are gone, think about it, Chris, those families' free meals can be lost.
Yeah.
That's your question. That's my answer. So these families that are depending on SNAP, they're already struggling to make ends meet. Now that kid that was getting the free lunch on November the 1st, should the school not have something that they can rely on when they walk in and get in that school line? What are they going to say?
Yeah. So let's.
It's a ripple effect.
It's a ripple effect.
People aren't even asking the question you just asked me.
Right. Let's take it to the other extreme. Let's talk about seniors, because there are some seniors, not even in living facilities, but they're still at home in their own homes, and they depend on this.
So, Chris, today, just today alone, the senior citizens in my room said to me, she said, I get $100 a month in food stamps. She said, if I don't get that, I have to use I get $600 a month in Social Security, $600. And she said, so what's going to happen is I'm going to have to take that $100 because I have lupus and I have to have my medicine. Mm-hmm. So I won't have food. She said, so as much. I said, well, then how will you eat? She said, whatever Minnie's gives me for that month, when I pull up here, Dr. Jackson, that's all that I will have unless I find somebody else that can help me. But unlike some of these people here, I have no family here around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I'll do.
Mm.
I think the biggest picture that I can paint for you, Chris, is when we went and we delivered. We have this program called Follow the Food. And there are times where I want to know where is our food going? We don't do it often. I haven't done it in years. But on this particular time, there were five senior citizens that got out of a van taxi. And I said, activate the Follow the Food. They were the most beautiful senior citizens. They had me laughing. I'm hugging them. Mm-hmm. They get back in. We follow it. We follow it to an apartment complex about 6 miles from Minnie's. We go in there and talk to the management team. We said, well, what if? She said, well, most of these, there are 70 government apartment complexes here that are for senior citizens. And she said, and most of them make no more than $7,000 to $8,000 per year from the government. So mm-hmm. we lower our, okay. So we said, well, what if instead of them using some of their money that they have for a taxi, can we just deliver this food to your people? And she said, yes. I said, so have them sign up for Minnie's. They all signed up. Now, at this moment, it was only five. But here's what got me. When we went in to deliver, we have our volunteers. We walk into their apartment and we see empty dog and cat food cans.
Oh, no.
And they don't have a dog and they don't have a cat.
Yeah.
And will they have to resort to that again?
Mm-hmm.
Time will tell.
Right. That's just where we are. And ironically, that's exactly why I wanted to have you on the show, because during the pandemic, you were helping open some eyes to some situations that a lot of people didn't understand or didn't know how it might affect them in their own world, let alone sometimes people just need their hands held while going through a crisis. So next week, what's your plan initially? Good word or bad word over the weekend? What's your word? What's your plan?
You know, Chris, right now I'm going to do business as usual.
There you go.
But I will have to stay my pulse. My hands will have to be on the pulse of this, because I don't know what it's going to be like. Should they say we definitely are not giving on November 1st food to the families? Right. I don't know.
Well,
I never imagined that I would be doing an interview about this ever.
Well, you know, we're going to have to follow up and see how things are going.
Here.
All right. She is the great Cheryl Jackson, the CEO of Minnie's Food Pantries. And this is Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you.
I'm Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.